In the girls' game earlier, Sioux Central, with a strong second half, ended up pulling away from St. Mary's 54-25. To my right is Rebels coach Al Vasher, as the Panthers right with you. They went on an 11-0 run, St. Mary's did, in the second quarter to pull within two, but Reagan Sylvester with a buzzer beater at the half to push up four. I thought you made one pass too many there at the end of the half and weren't going to get that off in time, but you did, and that started a 12-0 stretch for you, which you never looked back from there.
No, we didn't. And, you know, we just came out in the first quarter especially. Well, first quarter wasn't so bad, but the end of the first quarter into the second quarter, we were just kind of flattened out a little bit. We had a 12, 13-point lead there in the first quarter, about midway through the first quarter, and then just kind of flattened out a little bit. Our energy level was lower. We took some shots. I thought we took some quick shots and kind of settled for a couple threes here or there without the ball going at the rim a little bit. But, you know, if we make those shots, all of a sudden we're having a different conversation here. And, you know, and they were taken by people who we want taking those shots. It's just maybe not at that point right away in the offense. But at the same time, like I said, if Shara knocks down one or two of those, Callie knocks down one or two, now all of a sudden, you know, we're having a different conversation here and it's no big deal. But, yeah, we did. We played much better in the second half. I thought the energy level was up a little bit where we needed it. You know, and these games are, you know, difficult games sometimes. You know, we played them already once. The kids know each other. They look at scores and things like that. And sometimes kids just don't come ready to play every night. And they're high school kids, and that's the way life goes sometimes. And you deal with it, you move on. And our kids play better in the second half.
Well, Danny did what she does, pouring in a game-high 26. And you win, as it turns out, pretty convincingly, even without Shara scoring a point tonight, as she and Danny account for two-thirds of your points on the season. But when you really play well, you get contributions from others chipping in, and such as tonight, Callie Fondlander picked up some of that slack with 10 points, and Maddie Mueller's had a couple of good games too, had six.
Yeah, and she, you know, Callie and Maddie, our last couple ball games, last about three ball games, they've been more on a defensive specialist role for us. They've been responsible. Callie does a ton for us. She typically guards the other team's best offensive threat off the dribble. She's quick, she's athletic, and so we knew the last couple games that we were compromising her a little bit on the offensive end to get her defense. And Maddie stepped up a little bit off the bench for us. She had eight last Friday at East Sac. excuse me. But, you know, then came out with six tonight, made a couple nice plays and things like that. Carly Betcher hit a big three from the corner. I'm hoping that sparks her a little bit as the end of the season comes on. But you're right. Mm-hmm. We are playing our best basketball when we have contributions from a lot of people in a lot of different ways. And, you know, we get to play again Thursday, and that's what it's about.
Now, five in a row the Rebels have reeled off. And, yes, Thursday is against Clay Central Everly as you close out the home portion. And good tests on Friday at GTRA and next Tuesday at Newell Fonda. We'll see you for that. And so good challenges to get ready for the second season.
Yep, and, you know, we played GTRA already once, so it'll be nice to see, you know, how far have we come in the last 3 weeks or so. We played Newell way at the beginning of December.
And you were right there with
them. We were right where we wanted to be. So we still have a lot of things to work on and get better at, but at the same time, I feel like we're doing a lot of really, really good things right now. Really happy with the way the girls are playing together as a team, you know, sharing the basketball. Sometimes we make one pass too many sometimes, and, then all of a sudden we got different shots than what we're thinking we're going to take. But at the same time, you know, the kids, they seem to be having fun with each other, and that's important too.
Well, let's speculate, if you would, on the postseason. You're now 13-6 a week from Saturday. You'll play a first-round game against South O'Brien in Paulina. They have a winning record. Winner of that one will take on an Okoboji team that's doing really well. Got North Union on that side of the bracket and Western Christian, the top seed up there. So it's not going to be easy going through this bracket. But if you play the way you can play with anybody.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, Ryan. But you're right. I mean, 2A basketball, boys and girls, I believe, in Northwest Iowa is the best basketball in the state, at least at 2A level. You know, people would argue with me, and that's okay. But
Not me.
We got a lot of really, really good basketball up here. And you mentioned the road that we have, and that's not easy by any means. I was looking online, North Union's 14-1 or 15-1, and I think Okoboji's like 14 and or 15-3,
yeah,
maybe,
something like
that. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, good basketball with a lot of really, really good players. You know, every one of those teams that you talked about has at least, you know, one really good guard and then somebody secondary that can really play with her. So we do. We have our work cut out for us next on the 10th against South Bryan over in Paulina. They got Hannah Dow. She's a freshman, averaging about 17 a game. Handles the ball very well, both sides, right, left. Plays a ton of basketball in the summertime. And she looks like it when you watch her play. She's fun to watch. It's too bad she has to play against us because I don't get to watch her as much. And then, like you said, we get that one. We get Okoboji. And they got the Stumble girl. And then all of a sudden you go over to North Union. They got three girls averaging double figures. And then after that whole mess,
there's still Western Christian there.
your prize for the regional final is Western Christian, and whether it's us or somebody else, you know, wow, that's just a heck of a road to go through. So I'm excited about it, though, and I think our girls are. We're ready to compete at that level, and we want to see what we're made of.
Well, as it should be, great season you put together as it is, and Coach Vasher, we'll see you again soon. Congrats on the 54-25 win over St. Mary's. Nice to see you as always.
Yes, thank you very much, Ryan. Appreciate it.